Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to this installment of Quick Take Ohio, a pre-recorded podcast dedicated to juvenile justice issues. My name is Lauren Litton, and today we have Patrick Canary joining us. Patrick is the director of the Center for Innovative Practices at the Begun Center for Violence Prevention at Case Western Reserve University. He was appointed to serve on the Interagency Task Force on Mental Health and Juvenile Justice, created through Ohio House Bill 86, also known as the Comprehensive Criminal Justice Reform Legislation. He is here to update us on the findings and recommendations of that task force. Welcome, Patrick.
Welcome to you, too. Hi, Lauren. Thanks for asking me to be here again.
Before you share the task force findings, in your opinion, why does mental health persist as one of the greatest gaps in helping kids?
Well, I think historically, we know that mental health services, period, have always been underserved, underfunded. It's been an underserved population. And I think when you parse out kids from that, it creates even a lower rung on that ladder, if you will. So I think part of it has been it's never been really a funding priority. And I think the other issue is that some of the kids and families that we're involved with are involved with many systems. And so sometimes there's perhaps a sense that other systems are doing the work when in reality we need to be focusing the work. So it's been historical and enduring.
So this task force was created to make recommendations on how to effectively respond to delinquent youth who have serious mental illness or emotional and behavioral disorders and who end up in the juvenile justice system.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can give a little background on the task force, who was on it, what did you look at?
Sure. And as you said, this was a result of Ohio law to look at this whole big picture. And so the task force was co-chaired by the Ohio Department of Youth Services and the Ohio Department of Mental Health. And so there were staff represented, obviously, from both of those departments. But in addition to that, we had representation from the Supreme Court of Ohio. We had folks that were prominent in their field of adolescent development, mental health, developmental disabilities, juvenile justice, two members of the General Assembly, parent representation, advocacy groups, so a public defender, very wide cross-cutting practitioners as well as public policy people. So it was a pretty broad group whose knowledge was, fairly, sophisticated in terms of what they knew, at least in their particular areas.
And the task force met over a 10-month period, and a report was issued a year later, correct?
Correct. We met monthly, and then there were in between monthly, phone meetings and other types of, kind of sidebar meetings that took place in order to accomplish the work from month to month.
I see. I read that the overall conclusion of the task force was that there was a significant percentage of system-involved youth who need behavioral health services, but whose problems and service needs are not being met, and it seemed like it really started at the community level. Were there other important findings that you might want to highlight for us?
Yeah, I think, one of the things that we learned was that for the youth that are currently in the Department of Youth Services, and, kudos to them for bringing that overall number down over the last decade from thousands of kids to literally only hundreds of kids. But what's kind of happened concurrently is that the kids that are in the institutions currently, I believe I have this right, that at least half of the boys are on the mental health caseload, meaning that they have been identified with some level of mental health need. And virtually all of the girls, now there are relatively few girls at DYS now, but virtually all of the girls are on the mental health caseload. So what we're seeing is a group of kids whose needs are, certainly being acknowledged, and then on top of that, a group of kids whose needs are much more severe. So the mental health unit itself, which is really dedicated to kids with the most serious disorders, is nearly always full, from my understanding. So, you know, we certainly learned a lot about the kids and their needs at this point.
And I know this is not a unique problem to Ohio or even to the juvenile justice system. So what are some of the major recommendations of the task force?
So, you know, from my point of view, the ones that I think will probably make the greatest impact will happen kind of at, you know, kind of bookended, if you will. So there was a call by the task force to increase the funding and expanding those community-based programs that are already in place to some degree, but are not in place enough to really accommodate all of the kids that might need services. So, for example, a number of our counties have what are called behavioral health juvenile justice projects, which requires kids who are enrolled in those programs to be involved in evidence-based treatment practices and diversion practices. The targeted reclaim counties, where ODYS is targeting additional resources to counties to provide an incentive for them to reduce placements, and also requiring kids to be involved in evidence-based programs. So we've seen tremendous success on kind of the front door. I think the other part of it is looking at the internal, what kind of training, what kind of staffing, what kind of mental health, behavioral health services and treatments ought to be included routinely within the institutional setting. So I think we came at it from, you know, from both ends. But clearly, and you know, money is always a part of it. And yes, we were not supposed to start our work with, okay, everything's going to, you know, cost something. But the reality is it's going to cost something. So I think we tried to be realistic about that. We tried to stagger, you know, our timeline of implementing. One of the other key recommendations was the need to do a consistent behavioral health screening tool across the state, one tool that could be used at the front door of both the juvenile justice and the child welfare systems so that we are capturing kids earlier on with a better opportunity to indeed divert them before they get even into the system.
So you mentioned a timeline. What else do you want the public to know, and really what should we be looking for, and how can someone become involved in helping this become a reality?
Yeah. Well, you know, the biggest proof, I think, of how seriously, if that's the right word, how seriously the recommendations have been internalized at the state will be revealed within the next week or so when the governor's budget is released for Ohio, because there certainly were calls within the recommendations for expanded funding in very specific areas. And so those of us involved in the task force and those of us who have been interested in this area will certainly be looking at a minimum at the Department of Youth Services budget and the Department of Mental Health budget to see where any of these recommendations have been specifically addressed. So as a member of the public myself, that's what I'll be looking at. And, of course, the governor's budget will be available to all of the public, I think February 1st or 2nd. I would say that advocates, practitioners, folks who are interested in this area, you know, it's kind of standard, but it's true, and that is I would let your representative know. I would get a copy of the task force report, which I believe can be secured from the ODYS website. And I would, you know, I'd look at that. It's not hard to read. I think it's actually a fairly concise document. There's only 21 recommendations. That may sound like a lot. But, and, you know, look at, so did any of the funding match the words? And I think that will be some evidence of where we might be headed. And contact your representative or state senator if you feel like there's an area that you think has been overlooked or an area that you're saying, great, I'm hoping you're going to be looking at putting resources in this particular area.
Do you have any other final thoughts you want to share on your experience of sitting on the task force or how we can assist kids in Ohio?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think the experience was extremely positive. I give a lot of credit to both ODMH and ODYS for creating a, an opportunity for people to really voice their opinions. I thought there was a lot of good discussion, a lot of good information we sifted through. Actually, one of the recommendations we made, though, was for there to be an ongoing monitoring of the recommendations from the task force. I've not seen that happen yet, and so I'll be kind of asking about that quite soon. The report's now been out for 3 or 4 months. So I think it's time we circle back and see where we are, because there has been progress made on some of the recommendations, and I think people need to know that as well.
And that report is on the Department of Youth Services website, which is dys.ohio.gov for those who want to look it up. Patrick, thank you so much for being on our show yet again. I'm sure this won't be the last time that we look to have your expertise.
You're more than
welcome.
Thank
you very much.
Okay.